So the English speakers, how much did you understand from what is it, Desana? From the talk at Lumpusutan? Nothing, huh? Pretty much nothing. Then come, yeah. Michi Berlin. Nothing. I mean, how long did you study Thai now? A year, or?
No,
no. I mean, we studied Thai now with Guru Nguyen, how long?
I don't know, you already had lessons when I came here, so.
When
I don't know when you actually started.
When did you start? I mean, 1.5 years, or?
No, about 3 years.
3 years already? And how long have you been here? 1.5 years, huh?
No, even worse, 2 years.
2 years?
And to make it even worse, I already started in Germany to learn.
Ah. And it's a nice language. Benny, did you understand something? No? If you listen, yeah, I mean, there's one thing where you could really understand without even knowing the language, if you listen with your heart. Have you trained that? I mean, when you listen, you know, everyone, you know, gets an MP3 player, yeah? I mean, try just to listen, not try to think about what is said. Just try to listen to the words, you know. And then sooner or later you will find that the words come out of your own heart, yeah? Because we receive it in the heart, yeah, and it comes out of the heart. Yeah? And sometimes if you're good enough, you even know what the next word that the speaker says, yeah? That is sati. But you know, we don't train sati. Yeah? We just train mindfulness, yeah? Most of us are quite mindful, yeah? Yeah? And maybe it is a problem, you know, with the translation of sati as being mindful, yeah? I mean, sati is not, you know, mindfulness and sati differ. I mean, we are quite, when I look at you, you're quite mindful, but you don't have sati. Yeah? Mindfulness, the mind is full of one occupation, yeah? The difference to sati is the sati has no occupation. It is focused on one object, be it the Buddha or be it the breath, yeah? It is focused on there and know about the Buddha, know about the breath. Yeah? And with this knowing, yeah? And the deeper we go, you know, the better our sati is, the more we know what is going on around us, yeah? Maybe we should translate sati as, you know, a situation awareness, yeah? This awareness that is aware of the things that are going on. While it is focused, yeah? Not concentrate, while it is focused on the Buddha or while it is focused on the breath, yeah? but we don't, I mean, we get calm and then we focus on the calm. And then the calm goes and then, yeah. We feel sorry, where is my samadhi? Yeah. Remember that. No, yeah, I mean we train. Yeah? We train samadhi. Yeah, by focusing on the breath or focusing on the Buddha. If it's too difficult, focusing on the Buddha with breathing in and Do with breathing out. Yeah? So, and every thought, every memory that comes in, you know, I mean, we replace, we don't suppress, we replace with Buddha, or we replace with the attention on the breath. The attention on the breath, or the attention on the Buddha, that is our focal point. And this is something we have to train. We don't push, yeah? We don't push the attention, we don't push our concentration, we just get headache. Yeah? whenever you get headache, you know, I mean, you push too much. Eh? The effort that we put in our practice is bringing the mind back when it goes out. Yeah? So when it goes out into thought, gently bring the mind back and say, here is the point of play. Yeah? Here that we observe. Yeah? And then it goes out again and then we bring it away. And we have to have a lot of patience. Eh? And that is a problem. The older we grow, you know, the less patience we have. Just bring it back, yeah? You can be absolutely gentle. No, you can be harsh, you know. But once the mind is back, you know, once the chitta is back on the focal point, yeah? I mean, then don't push it, yeah? Just know, yeah? Know the breath. Know that the breath is subtle, know that the breath is rough, know that the breath is long, know that the breath is short, know the breath in detail, know when the in-breath is starting, know when the in-breath is at its height, know when the in-breath is slowing down, and know when it changes from in-breath to out-breath or from out-breath to in-breath. And the same with the Buddha. Yeah? I mean, apply the same thing to the Buddha. This sati, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, you know, if we never experience, you know, sati, I mean, it is really difficult to explain. But maybe let's try to find something, you know, I mean, that differentiates between samadhi, you know, concentration, yeah, or mindfulness and sati. I mean, Lungta Mahabo was once, you know, I mean, He told us a story, you know, when he was on a big intersection in Udon Thani, there was a little truck, you know, who all his things, you know, in the middle of the intersection, all his things, you know, flipped over. And this person was sitting in the middle of the road, I mean, very carefully, very mindfully, you know, putting his things back, completely unaware of the cars going by. I mean, he was so focused, you know, on his things, you know, that, you know, to put it back into his car, yeah, that he was unaware, completely unaware of what is going on around him, that is a complete nuisance to everybody else, yeah. That is sati. And then he said, you know, Lungta Mahabo said, this person had no sati, this person is crazy. He called every person who has no sati a crazy person, yeah. And this is being, you know, that's why I use the term situation awareness, being aware of what is going on around you. Yeah? And that is the sati. Still, and we still are focused on our breath, yeah? It can happen, yeah? It will happen, you know, if you practice it the correct way. We are still focused on the breath, or we still focus on the Buddha, but there is the sati, there is this awareness, there is this knowingness, yeah? But that is what we have to train, and that is what is so difficult to train. Yeah? Because we're just like, you know, Buddha, 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 you know, and in the background all our thoughts are going on. Yeah? But we are not really interested in the Buddha, you know? That's why our mind goes out very often, so we have to bring it back. Yeah? If you are interested in the Buddha, every, is it the B, is it the U, is it the D, is it the, yeah? Is it the H, is it the O? Yeah? If you are interested in this, you know, I mean, we can completely get absorbed, yeah? But we know at the same time, yeah? Not just this mental repetition, you know, of Buddha, you know, just like the Christians do with the Ave Maria, Ave Maria. I mean, they have no, yeah? They have no sati, yeah? And they don't even have, you know, concentration. Yeah? So, please, it is essential, because what is it, you know? Satipatthana Sutta, yeah? I mean, it is not Samadhipatthana Sutta. Samadhi means concentration. And sati means awareness. I don't know how I got it. Maybe the German translation for sati is Achtsamkeit. And that is maybe a little bit closer to Gewahrsam, yeah, than just mindfulness. Yeah? But yeah, I mean, it seems to work out for me, yeah. I mean, I I caught on pretty quickly, you know, after 1 or 1.5 years, I caught on, you know, this awareness, and this was, it's amazing, it's amazing, yeah. I mean, just you know, with even with your eyes closed, you know what is going on around you, yeah. And this is the sati that we need to develop. Why do we need to develop this sati? Because sati panya, that means, you know, this awareness, huh? This awareness and wisdom, you know, is the only weapon that we can use to defeat the kilesa. Yeah? Without sati, we don't really see. Yeah? Without sati, you know, we are still attached. Yeah? Another thing that Lungda Mahabho said, the person who has sati at that time, you know, when he has sati, he has no kilesa. Yeah? So that means we have no attachment. So whatever we look at, we see as it is. And that, you know, cuts through the thickness of the kilesas, cuts through the fetters of the kilesas. That's why sati is so important, yeah. And we have to train it no matter what. Otherwise, you know, at the end of our life, if we don't train it, you know, we are good, you know. I mean, we keep the 5 precepts or the 8 precepts, you know, and we have samadhi, but yeah, we have no wisdom. We didn't develop any wisdom, and we don't have this awareness. This is sati. Yeah? So, just as a reminder, yeah. I mean, I see it, you know, when you help, you know, and you're standing there, you know, Lungta Mahabho said, you know, I mean, huato, yeah? I mean, just like a tree. You know, the stump of a tree, you stand there, you don't look left, you don't look right, or you're not aware of what is going on left and right, you just stand there, you know, and yeah, wait for something to happen, yeah? This is not sati, this is mindfulness, yes, you are very mindful standing there, yeah. I don't discuss it, I don't disagree with it. You're very mindful standing there, but you're not aware of what is going on around you, yeah. And that is the problem, yeah? So remember, sati panya, yeah, with awareness and wisdom is the only weapon that we have to fight the kilesa, yeah. And sati is this clear seeing where there is no attachment. Yeah? So when we investigate the body, there is no attachment to this body. So we see clearly. Yeah? We open it up, we see clearly. Yeah? When we come out of meditation, of course, you know, I mean, yeah, when there is no more sati, you know, I mean, the attachment comes and the anger comes, you know, because we saw something that we didn't like to see. Yeah? And the anger normally comes after our investigation of the body, when we open it up, or, you know, when we cut it into bits and pieces, you know, and look at it, you know, I mean, just cut bits and pieces, yeah. When we come out, you know, we don't like it because we love our body. Yeah? We really adore the body, you know, we love it, you know, sometimes we hate it, but, you know, I mean, love and hate, you know. Huh? It's always a love and hate relationship, yeah. We can't let go of the body because we are so attached to the body. And that's why we have to train sati, you know, to see clearly what is going on. Yeah? Also with vedana, also with feeling, you know, or with thoughts and memories. They are not, yeah. Use the principle of anatta, yeah. It's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself, it doesn't belong to me. Yeah? Whatever I can see, whatever I can experience, yeah, please remind yourself, yeah. And I haven't talked about it for a long time. I mean, please use, you know, the daily reflection in the evening, yeah? Sometimes in the evening or in the late afternoon. Use the daily reflection. Just go through the day. What kind of thoughts did I have? What kind, you know, what did I do? What was the effect of my doing? Yeah, go through your, yeah? I mean, this is an eye-opener. And the more you see, you know, what you're doing, why you're doing, and what the results of you're doing it, the more you're able to let go of it, yeah? It's really an eye-opener. Okay, that's enough for today, yeah? Use the time, yeah? I mean, there are only a few monasteries, you know, I mean, that give you this opportunity to practice, you know, in the way that is practiced here. Okay? Where is now? Kuvashaka. Okay. The question, yeah, okay, sorry. Has he come?
If using images and videos for a super practice without sufficient satipanya, isn't this just a form of voyeurism? Where is the line between skillful and unskillful use of media, especially images and videos of a violent nature, for a super practice?
If you look at videos or images, you know, try to have sati, try to have, you know, at least, you know, some sort of concentration and see what is going in your heart, yeah? I mean, voyeurism is nothing, you know, voyeurism is normally, you know, always positive, yeah? But, I mean, it gives us an impression, yeah? I mean, there is some resistance to watch it, yeah? And this we can look at it, yeah? I don't think it's completely wrong, yeah? I mean, how can you look at these images, you know? I mean, but maybe some people can. No, I mean, try to have, you know, I mean, before you look at it, you know, have some samadhi, I mean, five minutes or 10 minutes, you know, try to stay with the Buddha, or try to stay with the breath, you know, and then look at these images, you know, look for 5 minutes, you know, and if you can look longer, you know, look for 10 minutes, yeah. I mean, the images, you know, and see, you know, and tell yourself, while you watch it, you know, this is the body, yeah? It doesn't matter if it is my body or if it's somebody else's body. This is the body, this is the contents of the body, and that is what I'm attached to. Tell yourself this, you know, when you watch it. Okay?
A super practice should give rise to feelings of disgust and or dispassion. Shouldn't these images and videos also give rise to feelings of compassion for all beings?
No, that is, no. I don't see it. I can't see it that it gives compassion, unless, you know, unless, you know, we do some interpretation into these images, yeah. But that is not the right way to look at these images, yeah. I mean, these images we should look, you know, with a distance, yeah, and not, you know, I mean, feeling sorry for the person who is slaughtered or feel, yeah. That really completely distorts the practice of asupa. Asupa is seeing the loathsomeness of the body, yeah, and it is compassionless. Yeah? There's no compassion for it, yeah. I mean, I don't feel a compassion if I, yeah. Most of the people don't feel compassion, you know, if they see a slaughtered animal. I mean, they just see the bones, the ribs, and the flesh, and the blood, and the, yeah, whatever it is, yeah, and the bones, yeah. No, that this doesn't lead to the same effect as when we look at images, you know, with sati, you know, with a distance. Yeah? That is the body, yeah. That is, you know, that is how my body looks. Yeah? And that is when my body is, you know, is cremated, or that is when my body is slaughtered. Yeah, I mean, we have been slaughtered, you know, so many times. You know, We all, every one of us has been soldiers, you know, and slaughtered other people. We have been slaughtered and so on, you know. I mean, and when we died, you know, we saw the body, you know, the slaughtered up body. We just don't like to see it, yeah. That is the problem. Okay, these are two questions. I'm finished. Okay, now.